It used to be, in the days when Times Square was scary, and even before, that Broadway was the place to see great theater, both musicals and plays. But as the Great White Way Disneyfied and became safe for tourists, successful Broadway runs, which once capped out at 1 to 3 years, got longer and longer. The revenue for hits got bigger and bigger, and then, of course, the corporate world moved in and took charge. It also used to be that plays changed their names when they sang. Pygmalion turned into My Fair Lady, The Matchmaker to Hello, Dolly. But with The Lion King and with the new tourist influx, branding took root, and the words The Musical were now appended to the name of the original filmed source material. The Lion King did something else. Disney hired the most creative people possible and gave them free rein. Stay within the brand, but move the edges outward as far as you can. And that has become the recipe for success when it works. And when it doesn't, you've got Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the musical, now at SHN's Golden Gate Theater through May 12th. Based on the classic 60s Roald Dahl children's book and the even more classic 1971 Gene Wilder film, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and then remade again as a dull 2005 Johnny Depp film, this one's been around the block. Ah, but the brand. Problem is, familiarity doesn't breed contempt, it breeds boredom. So you get 4 introductory songs to Charlie's competition for the golden ticket in Act 1, and then 4 funny, gruesome musical routines at the other end. And you've got 4 grandparents to list, and multiple rooms to go through in the factory, one by one, and not to mention Oompa Loompas. By the end, it's less about a story than a sing-by-numbers painting. Sure, the Joshua Burgass choreography can be thrilling, and the set design and stagecraft is inventive, and Noah Weisberg does his best to emulate Christian Borle's Broadway performance, one that kept the show alive for 9 months, despite a poor critical reception. But still, this is the corporate musical at its most leaden. Kids will love it, as might the unsophisticated musicals-only crowd, and if you're from New York, they're called the Bridge and Tunnel people, and certainly those infatuated with the Gene Wilder film or the book. But for the rest of us, it's a tough slog through familiar terrain. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, a musical based on the book by Roald Dahl, plays at SHN's Golden Gate Theater through May 12th. For more information, you can go to shnsf.com. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.